y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's Miguel and Holly, uncensored, from Hot 101.5.
Rolling stones of the raptor, not bragging. Look bigger than Jagger, not sagging. Roll it backwards, I'ma leave it at that. Daddy got nothing.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's Miguel and Holly, uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller. That is Holly O'Connor, and that is producer Ryan McGibney. All right, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Ryan, are you okay? Are you dead? Are you
giant yawn?
You look beat the fuck up.
I don't know.
Are you? What's
you
wrong?
You know, I'm always tired.
I feel it's like fine. Yeah. I was like, this is a common theme.
I'm fine.
Ryan is always tired. I'm eating. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's just me.
You all
tired.
The time. Doing morning radio makes that happen.
What do you want to do? Sleep.
And that's all I did the past 2 days. We were off for the long weekend.
I would rather do almost nothing else than sleep.
Yeah.
For the majority of my life, like, I really love sleeping. Like, if I'm tired, sleeping trumps pretty much everything.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's just, it's so nice to be able to do
because
that sometimes.
As people who don't get it very often,
no,
it's a luxury.
No one understands unless you are just up early and got at work and just, I was looking at my calendar for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, isn't it ridiculously busy?
There's a lot of stuff going on. So I'm just like, oh.
You're like, when can I sleep?
Exactly.
That's what I wake up and think to myself. When's the next time I can sleep?
That's why I was like, let's do this podcast quickly.
You set all those alarms on your Apple Watch, be like, sleep. Sleep's coming up in an hour and a half.
Oh my gosh. All right. Before we get to anything, just know that before the end of the podcast, we will examine and go through Holly's date she had this weekend. Because
okay.
I am. Listen, you can hear her damn smile in the microphone.
What?
Listen to her cheese and just listen.
She's trying to keep that top lip down, no smile. She's like,
So we gotta talk about that. First, I feel like I have to give Holly O'Connor an apology.
Why?
I owe you a huge apology, Holly.
Why are you apologizing?
I feel really, really bad right now.
Oh God! Wow. Okay.
So we come into the studio today after the long. We took Friday off, so we had 4 days off.
Which was I almost felt like I was like, I don't even know what to do with myself.
I know, right? It was really nice, especially with like no plans to go out of town or anything.
Right.
It was just nice to just not do anything. So we come in, and I asked Holly. I said, "Hey, so what's the movement? Like, I've heard you say little things here and there about buying a house. Like, I know you. What? Like, I haven't heard anything from you. Like, what's happening?" And she was like, "Oh, I got it." And I was like, holy shit, like, that's huge. Like, you bought, what, you just started the process of buying a house? Like, I have heard this, that when you start the process, you put the offer in, they accept it, that you don't talk about it a lot because you don't want to jinx it.
Right.
It's sort of like the whole lore around, like, you don't reveal that you're pregnant until 12 weeks
right.
have passed. So I get that. But I was like, a house, you're adult, like papers and money and stuff.
A big deal.
Now tell me why you have not, or because then you responded with, "Well, I didn't want to tell you because I felt bad about it."
Yeah.
Why did you feel bad about telling me, and then in turn you feeling bad made me feel bad?
I'm sorry.
It's a cycle of empathy shit.
That's our relationship, by the
yes.
way.
Yes.
It's a cycle of empathy shit. I haven't told a lot of people, by the way.
Right.
So this, even us talking about it, is like a first for everyone.
Right.
We have not talked about it on the air. I haven't told my closest friends, clearly.
Right.
So back in December, I got the renewal for my rental. I rent a house, and I got the renewal sheets because the thingy is up in the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they want to raise the rent. For what reason? Like, for what?
And how, like, because my rents went up between the first and second year by like $50.
Right. And
yours went up by like, what, 100?
About 100 it went
Jeez.
Up.
Jeez.
Now they want to do almost another 100. And I'm like, this house, I mean, it's decent, but
right.
it's not what I would have chosen, like, if I had to have my druthers. Like, I had to pick it pretty quick. And also, it's not in the greatest neighborhood, and there's no reason to me why the rent should possibly go up. They're not doing anything for me.
Because property values aren't going up around in your neighborhood.
No, they're not improving my property. They're not helping me with my lawn. Like, what are you doing that rent should go up? So I just got really pissed. And then my mom was like, well, we should really buy a house. And I was like, I know. But I thought that was like one of those things that you just say when you're mad.
Right.
But she was serious.
Oh, dear.
So what was it? Some of the people that we work with, Chase, our afternoon guy, he just bought a house. And he's like, oh, because I think I mentioned it in passing. And he's like, well, let me give you my realtor and my mortgage person's number. So my mom's like, you should call that guy and just have a meeting with him. And like, once my mom gets her mind on something, she don't stop.
Right.
She is an Aries ram and she gonna come right through. So I go, okay. So I set up the meeting with the mortgage guy like over Christmas break, and I had it, and I really didn't think much would come of it. And so then he kept checking back in. He's like, have you talked to the realtor yet? And I was like, no. Finally, like a couple weeks ago, I talked to the realtor, and once they get involved, like they want you to do it, obviously.
Yes.
So he sent me some stuff, and then it just kind of snowballed, and I looked at some properties, and this one was so perfect, actually, for what I'm looking for. And I guess I don't want to tell. I mean, it's a long story.
Yeah, well, the thing that I've heard is that don't, by the way, the studio we're in right now, it faces outside, like there's a big window with a radio tower, and there's someone climbing up the radio tower.
Holy shit! Oh, no. What is he doing?
Like, I'm putting this on my Snapchat right now. So we're recording the Uncensored podcast, and all of a sudden I look, and there is someone climbing up the radio tower. Holy crap. I hope he doesn't fall. Wow. I don't even want to put that out in the universe.
Oh, he dropped his little, what is it called, a carabiner?
Yeah. That's racist, Holly.
Why?
Carabiner.
Are you fucking kidding with me right now?
Because it carries...
Oh, don't say it. Don't say it.
Okay, I want to point out that you are racist because it would not have even crossed my mind.
Wait, like, where is his... Oh, I see. I'm looking at where his cord attaches to.
I don't get how there's just a cord attached to him all the way down. Wow. Like, what is that going to help you with?
Plug that in up there and run some tests.
Holy crap. Well, anyway, I just posted a video of it on my Snapchat, Miguel Fuller.
All the radio stations might be down in just a little bit.
You might need to post that on, like, Instagram so anybody that listens not today can see it.
True. I'll post it on my Instagram. To Miguel Fuller. So I've heard that you don't reveal the house or location you're looking for.
Oh.
You can talk about the fact that you're doing it, right, but you don't reveal because I think someone said one time, well, maybe you're beyond this process. Well, it could collapse until you sign, but someone could come in and steal it.
Yeah, they could.
So if you say, like, I'm looking at this house in Brandon, then someone could be like, oh, let me go see what house this is.
True.
So that's what I've heard, that you should not reveal where it is.
Okay, well, let's not do that.
Yeah. We'll just say it's in Tampa Bay.
It is in Tampa Bay, obviously. Obviously.
Well, you're not living in Sarasota. You want to live in Fort Myers.
Technically, Fort Myers, yeah. But no, so it just, long story short, it all just sort of came together, and... things are happening, and I do, everything has to be still, like, you know, gone through, but I made an offer and they accepted it.
So why did you feel bad? Because I feel like, as your best friend, I should have gotten a text this weekend that said, oh my God, they accepted an offer. Like, here's the house. Like, I don't even remember what the house looks like. Like, I literally know almost nothing about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Why do you feel bad about telling me this?
Because I just feel like I feel like you will feel bad. Like, I feel like you'll be a weird mix of, I know for sure you'll be happy for me, and I appreciate that. But also, what you wouldn't tell me is that you feel slightly jealous and or must be nice and or, well, how come I'm the first one that brought up trying to get a house and then this bitch comes in and does it like ain't no thing, and I can't, and I didn't want you to feel that way, and I don't want anything that I do in my life to make you feel bad ever. So I didn't really even know how to tell you, like, that was my biggest concern, honestly.
Are you serious?
I was like, at some point we're gonna have to talk about this because it's kind of a big deal.
Wait,
but I don't even want to tell Miguel.
So, like, this whole time were you like, how do I tell Miguel?
Yes. I wasn't going to bring it up because you asked and I wasn't going to bring it up. I was going to, like, move into it. And, like, when you were like, hey, I'm going to come over your house, like, the few and far between times you do, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. I got a new address, though. So.
Be like, I'm renting this house, actually.
Right.
Okay.
It's so, a rent to own.
Yeah. Right? I just happen to do the second part of it. So I just don't, I don't want you to.
Okay, here's the thing.
Feel any type of way.
Because I know you. Okay, first off, I'm a very jealous person. I am a bitter, jealous person.
Your grass is always greener on the other side.
It
than
is.
The person.
And I try so hard. That's one of the biggest things I've worked on for the past couple years is being able to look at my life and appreciate it and not always be like, well, must be nice. Like, there's one friend in particular who I grew up with who I love dearly because his family took care of me my senior year of high school, and I love him to death. But he has like he has two restaurants in Atlanta and opening up a third, and as much as I love him, I'm like, well, fuck you. You probably are a millionaire now. Like, yeah. God damn it, I can't afford shit.
Now, this is what I see on the daily.
Right, I get it. So, but I don't know why it's different, but for you, I'm just really, really happy because even though, like, I said at first that I wanted to buy a house, you know, I never make major purchases easily. Like, I was saying I was going to buy a computer for, what, 4 years?
Yeah, like, finally.
It took you forever.
Like, it takes me forever to make a big decision. I feel like all the ducks have to be aligned and everything has to be ready.
That's usually me.
Right.
I guess not.
Yeah.
I just fucking jumped right on in.
You're like, let's do it. So, I mean, so I don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. I'm very happy for you, and I hope that it happens.
I don't want you to be sad.
I'm not. I mean, I think
you're going to, but I don't want to be a source of pain for you.
No. You know what? The sadness isn't directed at you. It's just I feel like I should. Because I started the process last year, but then they were like, ooh, girl, your credit score is too low. Like, we need to work on that. So that's what I've been doing since last April for almost a year now. Right. And I've gotten it up.
Right.
Like, it's gotten to a great place. There's still a few things I have to, like, work on to get there. But it's just more so at me for just, like, you know, I should have just had my shit together, and I didn't. So, I mean, I have no one to blame but myself.
I know,
so I can't be mad or sad at you. Like, that's my own damn fault.
I know these things are rational.
But you know who I blame for that? Not you. I blame my body, because if I didn't have my fucking appendix out back in 2015, where I still have those goddamn bills, my credit would be amazing right now if it weren't for those two medical bills.
Fuck the appendix.
I know. So that's what happened.
Okay.
And where we used to work in Panama City, that shitty insurance.
Yeah, they did.
Sorry. So anyway, congratulations.
I'm probably gonna buy a house. So
well, good for you.
So that happened on like Sunday. Just boom. I was like, oh.
So what happens next?
Lots of things. I mean, but I told the realtor, I was like, can you just tell me things one thing at a time? Because if you tell me a whole bunch of shit, I get very overwhelmed, and then I'll start freaking out.
Right.
But I feel like, I don't know. I'm kind of excited about this, mm-hmm. but over the course since like end of 2014 till now, I feel like my life got fucked around and twisted up and was so tumultuous, mm-hmm. and I went through like the epitome of like the lowest that I think I could personally go.
Right.
And I made it out, so now I'm like, fuck you, I'm gonna do anything.
Yes.
I got this.
I'm gonna buy a house.
So even if it's overwhelming, I'm like, it's not as bad as that was.
I mean, this literally is the biggest thing you could do outside of getting married and having a child.
Yeah.
As an adult.
I know, and it's crazy. It scares me less because now that I think about it, two of my best friends from college, probably the third also. They all own houses, so I feel like it's not totally like, I sometimes have to remind myself that I'm 35.
Right.
Like, in my head, I'm sometimes still 28, and I'm like, God, this is too much. And I'm like, it's not really.
Yeah.
Like, other people my age are doing this, and I would like to point out that my mom is helping me out a lot. So
right.
She's going to be living with me. And so that was, like, the big thing, too, because I was, like, sort of on the edge. I'm like, listen, if we do this, this means that my mom is with me forever. Forever.
Forever.
And then I was like, you know what?
Forever is a long time.
It is. But I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to shove my mom off into her own apartment that she can barely afford.
But she has you have a mother-in-law suite, right?
Yes. And
with her own kitchen.
It's like its own separate unit. It's on top.
And so does she walk in from another?
No, there's a door that comes in the kitchen. It's there. Like, you can.
So how does she enter into her place?
There's a door. I'm trying to explain how it goes. But, like, there's a doorway. There's a front door and a side door.
Mm-hmm.
You can get into the main house from both of them. But if you want to just go into the apartment upstairs, mm-hmm. you can go in the side door and not have to go in the main house at all.
Mm.
Or you can go in the main house. But
wow.
you don't have to. So it's, like, for some reason, it's, like, seriously perfect for our living situation. Same house. But she has her entire own living space up there. And it's big. It's not like this tiny little one bedroom, one bathroom thing. It's got like a whole kitchenette.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I was going to.
What about like washer dryer?
Oh, I think we share washer dryer, but that's fine because she could do my laundry still.
Oh,
so, nice.
Oh, that's fine with me.
Now,
washer dryer's in the main house. There's a laundry room, I think. I don't even remember anymore. I got to look at it again.
Yesterday.
I really hope this happens now.
Before I even saw that, I even knew what was happening, I was looking on Facebook, and because I've been looking at houses, all my ads are for houses around the Tampa Bay area, and one of them was a really nice house with a mother-in-law suite, and I was going to send it to you, but it was for like $800,000.
That's the problem.
And I was going to be like, ha, ha,
ha,
can't afford it.
No, no. Though when I started this entire process, it was because I saw an ad on Facebook. I don't know how they... Facebook.
They know.
They got
sneaky
you.
Bitches. This was before I was even thinking about it.
They know.
And I saw an ad on Facebook. It was from a realtor, and it was like a gorgeous townhouse with a mother-in-law suite. It was like $350,000, and I was like, that's adorable. Bye. So anyway.
Life.
I really do hope this all, I mean, barring anything crazy, like it should, but like, I don't know. These things fall through, I think, so we'll just keep it on
the
hush.
Yeah, they do. My brother went through it twice.
Really?
With two different houses.
Really? I think the thing I've heard also is that don't have your heart set on it until it is like signed and it's done.
Right.
Just be prepared that at any moment you could lose it.
Like the closing.
Yeah. Yeah, like until
they can back out or something, inspection goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the other thing. Like we have to do the inspection, which like who even fucking knows?
Ugh.
There could be like crazy things.
And make sure that like whoever's selling it or helping you buy it is outlining all of these fees that are going
to
pop up and whatnot.
There's about to be
because they get, once you make your deposit, usually it's non-refundable and you just lose that money.
Yep.
So make sure that you're ready for all those fees. Because my buddy went to buy one and there was like some percentage that he didn't know that had to go to somebody and it made him not be able to afford it and he lost like $3,000.
Oh,
damn.
Because they wouldn't refund it.
Jesus. Ugh.
But I don't know if he didn't pay attention to all the small details, so you have to.
Yeah. Right. I went through, I mean, and what's nice, I really like the realtor I'm working with. He went through the contract with me with like a fine tooth comb.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So.
Oof, it's scary.
So did this guy, but.
That's
you know.
The thing. It is what it is.
It just depends on who it is, I guess.
It is. And this
he
might
have been a little shady. I don't know the whole thing.
I don't know. This could fall through and then who knows what. And I'll just probably re-sign my lease and be like stuck here again. But whatever. So that's what's been happening.
Right. All right. Well, good for you, girl. I'm happy for you.
Oh, see, I knew it. You now get the name. Go ahead. That's fine. Mm. I
expected it. Well, speaking of catty gays, I wanted to bring this up real quick before we talk about your date because I'm having a hard time as I am meeting more people.
Okay.
And becoming in like my friendship group grows. I'm meeting a lot of people that are the catty gays. That
I hate to say, but I do think there's a large population of catty gays.
And there are. And I'm completely fine with that because that's you and that's not me. And I've always liked to surround myself with people that are not that way because I've always been a no drama type person. Like, I love hearing about it.
Right.
I love when someone's like, ooh, girl, did you hear what happened on Facebook? Look at this Facebook fight or look at what happened at the bar. And I'm like, oh, tell me all about it.
Yeah.
And then I'll go ask the different parties about it the next time I see them. But I don't like to be involved in it. And recently, I've had several instances of something like that happening where someone will, you know, they'll date someone for a couple of weeks and then they'll stop talking and then we'll see the person that they were dating out and they're like, don't you talk to them. We iced them out.
Iced them out.
Those were the words that was sent to me in a text a few weeks ago.
What? How old are we here?
And this is the problem. I'm like, these people that are doing this are in their 30s. And I'm like, do we not have anything? I'm thinking maybe this is why, is because the people that I have hung out with most of my life were sort of in the same life group. We were in our 20s. We were all trying to make it. And we were all busy as fuck, trying to make money, trying to work our way up. And maybe I wonder is if it like once you get to a certain point where like you're working hard, but you have money, so you have a little bit more free time to occupy. So drama occupies that free time.
So you're like, there's nothing better to do?
Right.
That's a shitty excuse.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And I'm beginning to wonder if we are the odd people out where we don't like that sort of drama. Because right. There are a lot of women that do that too. Like with each other or with their exes or whatever.
Yeah, like with the, like I've never been about that.
I haven't either.
I feel like I don't want to feel twisted up in knots trying to talk to someone about something and you're my friend.
Yeah.
Because then, like, where do you go from there? Like, I don't know. It's just, it's such a weird thing that it's hard for me to wrap my head around it.
And now suddenly you have to, quote unquote, ice out a stranger.
Yeah. And I won't.
That doesn't do anything to you.
And especially not when I'm drunk, Miguel, and I just want to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Because, girl, I will talk to everybody when I'm drunk.
I know you will. I know you will. That's why when you go out with Miguel, you can't plan to go out with Miguel.
No.
Miguel wants to talk to everybody but you.
I do. And that's a hard part about going out in a relationship is because I'm always like, bye!
Yep.
And I run around talking to everybody.
But then at like 2 a.m., you're like, I'm lonely.
I'm like, come talk to me.
Where's my one person? Bitch, I'm in here. I'm just waiting. It's fine.
So just don't be that person. Just because, I mean, there's no conclusion to it.
There isn't.
It's just like, just don't be that person.
I get it. When you are hurt, you know, you want to lash out or people handle hurt differently. And it sucks to be hurt. And sometimes people are just assholes.
Yeah.
And you can't really put shine on a, what is it saying? Shine on a turd?
No.
You can't polish a turd?
Yeah, something like that. Like, you can't. And some people are just assholes to people. And you're like, well, that I want everyone to know this guy was an asshole. No, you don't.
You can't put shine on your asshole.
I think you can.
I think that's how it goes.
You can't shine your asshole.
I think you actually can.
I mean, you can get it whitened.
Bleach it.
You can bleach it.
Get it waxed.
Yeah. Bleach.
Yeah.
Then you could put lotion.
I know.
Have you ever bleached your asshole, Molly?
What?
Where are we going?
No.
In this conversation?
No.
Wait, Holly, you haven't bleached your asshole before?
No. I actually don't know where one goes for that sort of thing.
Let's take a U-turn.
I mean, to a spa.
I used to get waxed back in the day.
Should I type it in the search engine?
No.
Bleached.
In the Dove
assholes,
studio?
Assholes, oh Tampa
God.
Bay. No. I'll
and
say,
Kelly.
Where can I get this done?
Bleached.
Somebody's house.
Buttholes, Tampa Bay.
This is ridiculous. This is...
Craigslist.
Oh! Charmed Salon.
What, Miguel? What?
It says Charmed Salon Roseville Anal and Genital Bleaching.
What? Genital?
Do you do with genital bleach?
I like this one better. Intimate skin bleaching.
Can I just ask, maybe this is a dumb question, but why does one need their asshole or any part of their genitals bleached?
So glad you asked.
Okay, good.
I found an article from Cosmo.
Fantastic.
Everything you need to know about anal bleaching.
Why do we get on these tangents?
What is anal bleaching anyway? It's exactly what it sounds like. What it sounds like is frankly some sort of torture technique. An acid is applied to your freshly waxed anus and rubbed in. According to spas we contacted that provide the service, most places offer the initial application at the spa for about $100 to $150, then sell you a set of bleaching lotion or gel to use at home. So they don't even apply it to your booty hole?
I'll do it for $50.
Ryan is always trying to make money or give somebody a deal or something.
Oh, wow. Depending upon
just give me a hazmat suit and some gloves.
Depending on how dark your skin is, you may need to reapply a number of times to see results.
Why? But you didn't answer me why.
Why
does someone do this? I feel like as a gay man, you might have better insight into this.
Can we pair with like the laser hair removal place?
No.
And it's like you got to get it.
Don't
you
say
gotta,
their name.
I'm
don't
not,
you say
no.
that.
I'm not. But you got to get the hair off first.
Yeah, you
and
do.
It's like a partnership. So it's like come over here and get the hair done. Maybe and then come over here and get the bleach done.
It says it's a trend inspired by stars. Porn stars, that is.
This is what I'm saying. Like the only reason you'd ever need that is if your asshole is going to be on camera, right? Unless your partner's like, you know what? I'd really prefer it if that was a little lighter.
Got it. As Brazilian waxes grew in popularity, more and more women begin noticing that their anuses were darker than the rest of their skin. An employee at one Denver spa said, one technicians do a lot of Brazilian waxes and sometimes the clients are surprised to see how dark their skin is underneath. They are more self-conscious about the skin discoloration, so they want it lightened. There you go.
That is the most
why is it darker there?
Stupid!
So there we go. We can
frivolous.
We can put anal bleaching. We can blame it on Brazilian waxes. Because
what if you go
see.
To like
what
a?
What did you think your
what
booty
if you
hole looked
go
like?
Go to like a financial advisor and you get like a. He looks over your finance and he's like, what is this day ass spa. Like, what is that? Anal anal spa?
Oh my God. Like, what is
$150 a month?
So Ryan,
like, you rip the hair off and then you're like, that looks it's junk.
Ryan, how much would I have to pay you for you to apply the anal bleaching to me? How much would I have to pay? Yeah. What if I was like, hey, Ryan, I have a side job for you. I know you're part-time.
I'm so grossed out by thinking about this.
If I will pay you $200 to anal bleach
me.
I don't think so. No, $500.
$500.
You can put a mask on and then just go to town. Make my butthole look white.
I don't think I could do it.
I don't know.
You couldn't do it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, what do these people do?
Ryan, this is $500.
They probably get paid like $12 an hour.
If I paid you $1,000, would you bleach my booty hole?
I don't know.
$1,000?
I'd probably do it.
Yes! Yes!
Buy myself a new drone or something.
Please.
Just forget about it. No videotaping, no Snapchats.
You will know, though, that that's an asshole drone.
So, like...
It's just a flying butthole.
Yep.
It's a butthole saucer. Yes.
So every time see me in the drone, all you'll see is a big dark hole.
Oh my God.
It's just black hole in the sky. A white hole now.
No. Oh. Yes, it is. I have a nice pink hole.
All right.
Okay, let's move on, shall we?
Everyone is no longer listening, by the way.
Okay, let's move on.
I said we should take the U-turn back when. Yeah. We just kept trucking straight through the barricade.
Like, I don't ever want to barrel
through.
You are a barreler.
There you go. You know about anal bleaching now. You're welcome.
Thanks to Cosmo. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. So, Holly.
Yes.
This date you went on this weekend.
Yes.
With the guy that we don't know about. All we know is that this is a personality.
Mm-hmm.
In Tampa Bay. We learned on the air, because I made you give up, the fact that he is a TV personality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You went out on a date this weekend.
Yes.
Where?
Brick and Mortar in St. Pete.
Okay.
And it was so good. I mean, the food, but also the date.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Like, it was fantastic.
Okay. And, I mean, how was the conversation? What'd y'all talk about?
Everything. Like, we talked about... I just, like, literally just, I don't even know some of the stuff, just, like, it just flowed. We talked about, like, where we came from, like, what our other jobs used to be. At one point, I did my Arby's Unit 10 voice.
Oh.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, that's the live version of the bed I normally use.
Oh, that's
sorry,
really
I'll have to
intense.
Find a different one.
No, it was so great, and I, like, he's like, I think I did too many voices.
So
because he was like, you do voices a lot. I was like, oh my God. No, Miguel, wait, though.
Okay, wait, hold on. First, you need to explain what Arby's Unit 10 voice is, because only I know what that is.
Oh,
maybe
that's
Ryan.
Right. Okay, so my very first job as a teenager, I worked at Arby's.
And this is slightly offensive, by
it
the
is.
Way.
I'm sorry for this, but this
oh,
is
wow.
my. This is what happened.
MLK Day was yesterday.
So we worked at the Arby's in, my friend Katie and I were the only white people that worked there, pretty much.
Oh, dear.
So I say that I worked at Arby's Unit 10.
I can't believe you did this on your first day.
That's how they said.
That is so racist, Holly.
Is it, though?
Yes.
It's not, because that's how they like, Arby's Unit 10. And
imitating.
Then like, one of y'all sweep and one of y'all mop. Maybe he didn't appreciate that. I'm not sure, though. I had been drinking a little bit, so. And I even told him, I'm like, I don't want to drink too much, because then I will forget some of the stuff about you. And I was like, I want to remember this stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I did tend to get a little tipsy towards
you. How many drinks did you have at dinner?
Like 2.5.
What
two
kind
and
of drinks?
Wine.
Wine.
Yeah.
Wine. And then what would
I
you have?
I had like a full glass of wine before dinner because there was a huge wait.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you had a full glass of wine on an empty stomach.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you didn't eat anything all day, probably.
No, I did eat a little something.
What, a chicken wing?
Thank you, Margaret. That's like what my mom's like go-to. She's like, at least have a buffalo chicken wing. I don't remember what I ate at home. Something like kind of carby, so it could absorb some alcohol, probably.
Yeah.
But then
is that scientific?
Yeah,
it is.
Scientific in college.
I think. Okay. Is that's
what
I just
says.
Eat a piece of bread.
Yeah, yeah, I had a piece of bread. And so I had a wine. Well, I had to. Let me quickly back up. I had the worst Uber driver ever to go from my house to the date. This man, I think, had PTSD.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even want to get into the whole thing, but he was yelling at me, like shouting, not at me particularly, but like we was talking about Trump. He's talking about Obama. He's talking about the police. He's talking about racism. And he was shouting. He missed a turn three times.
Oh, my gosh.
Going down 19. And I finally, like, I kept having to interrupt him. I'm like, I think you want to get to the left lane here. And he was like, I missed it. I'll get to the next one. And he's like shouting. And I really considered jumping out of the car. After he starts shouting about Trump and then racism and then the police, he started punching the passenger side seat.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I was, like, scared. I was actually scared.
Like, what did you, so did what? He ever look like he was going to, like, be like, you stupid little white bitch?
No, but
I'm coming after you.
I think you can get a lot of free Uber coupons out of this situation.
I feel bad for him if he is a veteran with PTSD, but yeah. He should not be Ubering.
Don't be around people if you know.
People.
Right.
So I was
if you're
going
to get that agitated.
I was really actually scared.
Like, seek some help, please.
And I know. I wasn't trying to be any type of way, but I was scared.
So, like, that had your adrenaline pretty up there by the time you got to brick and mortar.
You just already turned.
I was sweating. I was really pissed because I was like, I'm gonna have to, like, I was like sweating. So I like get there. I walk past the door for a second because I didn't know exactly where it was, and I'm like all flustered. And I go, and he looked so good. Gosh damn. And then I was like, just can you hug me, please? Because I'm having a moment. Like, I'm having an anxiety. He gave me his glass of wine.
You're already going for that brush.
Wow.
That brush up against the pants we talked about.
Did you dick graze?
I see you.
I didn't even think about that.
Did you do
right.
a dick graze with your vagina?
Not at that point. I did not. No. So, no. But he was really sweet. And then I got wine, and then I just drank the whole thing because I was like, after that, though, he was like he's so good at conversation. So it just like, I felt better almost instantly. So we talked about work, like, because, and then we realized we really don't know a thing about each other, despite the fact that we follow each other on social media now.
Mm-hmm.
And we met the once, like, we really don't know anything about each other. So, and I was like, because, you know, Miguel, because we live together. And he was like, oh, you live together? And I'm like, wow, I got to start at the very beginning. I don't know why I thought. He just, like, it seemed so easy to talk to him. I felt like I knew him already. But I was like, I got to really dig. We got to go through the whole thing.
Right.
So it was like the first, it was a super easy first date, too, because you were explaining, like, everything about you.
The backstory.
You. Yeah.
So y'all finished dinner up. How long were y'all at Brick and Mortar?
We were there until they were, like, closing.
And what time did you get there?
7:30. But we probably didn't get seated until 8 or a little after because there was a really long wait.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, y'all are just talking, hands
what
are going all over the
close?
Place. What? Probably 10?
Probably 10. We were, we were probably there until, like, 9:30 or 10, I think. And then we walked to Iberian Rooster. That's the place that does those angel shots, by the way. There's a bar called Iberian Rooster, and they got national press because if you feel unsafe on a date, you can get an angel shot.
Oh, yeah, that's – okay. I remember sending that.
I know. And I was like,
did you order an angel shot?
No. No. But we had a good time
with that. What if you, like, didn't remember what the angel shot was, and you were
like – you're like, do you have this?
Yeah, I think this is the place that does these angels. I've heard about this somewhere.
I've heard of
it. It probably tastes like cotton candy.
And he's like, yeah, get a couple, and then you order it. And he goes to jail.
No, right? God, that would have been tragic. Gosh. So we were having, like, karaoke in the basement, and so we watched it.
Did you do karaoke?
No.
Jesus Christ,
no.
Tell me you didn't
no
do
way.
I did not.
Oh, thank
okay,
oh
good.
My God.
No, God.
I would have been like, it's over. It's done.
No.
You're done. You're done.
No.
You're like that crazy first date, like,
seriously.
Just drunk all over the bar.
Oh, my God.
No. Singing in the mic.
If you did Don't Stop Believing, I would choke you out right now. Oh, my God. You cannot do karaoke for at least 5 dates.
Okay, but that's the other really great thing that you just reminded me of. We kept, like, having this joke about what stuff was going to happen on what date. It was great.
Oh, so y'all were already talking about the future.
Oh, stuff?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
What kind of stuff?
Like,
do we know when y'all going to do it?
No, I don't know. Because we didn't that day.
But you're talking about
really
that kind
to,
of stuff?
Well, like, yeah, a little bit.
I mean, did y'all get sexual?
We did a little bit.
Did your hand touch anywhere over the pants, around, below the waist?
Did he put his hand on your leg?
Oh, yeah. Like,
okay.
On your thigh?
I had a skirt on, too, so.
Okay, so.
We got a little.
Was there any fingers underneath the skirt?
No.
Like,
didn't.
Just, like, creeping?
There was a little creeping.
A little creeping?
But was it, like, right above the,
oh,
like, where
God.
where the skirt is?
Was
but
there
it wasn't,
any
like...
squeezing of the inner thigh?
There might have been.
Oh, wow. All right, so you go to this Iberian rooster and then karaoke.
Yeah. And then, but so, it's great. But that's actually great because they're like, you can make fun of people. You can like give people backstories.
Yeah, so it's a great conversation. It's fun after serious of getting to know each other. So how many drinks did you have at both places?
Well, we went to other bars too. But
oh,
we had,
Jesus.
We had a drink at Iberian Rooster.
Okay.
Then we went to, I think, $5 after that.
Oh, did you get a big beer?
No, I just got a normal size. Because I was like, I don't want a big beer. And I didn't even finish my drink at Iberian Rooster. And then I got beer at $5 also. Didn't finish that.
Okay. Now, by the time you got to $5, this is where things
He's probably like, this bitch wasted my money.
Well, I paid at Iberian Rooster. I wanted to. I offered.
Okay.
So, because I was like, let me not waste this man's money.
Well,
because
I feel like by the time you get to $5, the wheels have come off.
Yeah.
And that's when you're just like, I'm going to just touch your dick.
Oh.
So.
Well, I did.
What?
Did you feel it? Did you feel it on top?
I don't know. I don't really remember, like, consciously doing that, but I was kind of like in, there was like a little nook, like a leg nook.
You in that goddamn nook.
Well, like, why is Ryan looking at me like I'm like, I have five heads?
Like he's sitting on a chair with his legs and you're in the middle of them?
Yeah.
Okay. And doesn't because he
wears... we went to one more place and at that place.
Club Lust?
No. that ridiculous place with the thing you ride.
Oh,
what's it called?
One Night Stand.
Yeah, we went there.
Oh, with the bull.
The bull.
Did you ride the bull?
No, God.
He was
sake.
The bull.
Oh, yeah. She rode that bull, girl, all the way home, honey.
We were making out a lot by that point.
I mean, like when you were at One Night Stand. I mean, were y'all like sitting in one of the booths? Because when you go to One Night Stand after like 11,
we were at the bar.
It gets real messy in there. Like people get fucking drunk there.
Yeah.
So well, that used to be Dirty Nelly's, and it used to be like the place to do. That.
Was it really?
Yeah,
well,
so it still is.
Wow. So like what? So when you say you're making out, I mean like, are you like, is he leaned up against the bar and then you're on him and you're like sort of kissing, or are you like in a booth like
no,
just going at it?
We were not in a booth, but we actually had because we. I feel like we thought we were making out too much, and we're like, we're grown adults and this is public, so like no making out for like until 11:30 or whatever. We set like a timer for like 12 minutes, so then we had him talk about.
You stuff. Set a timer?
He did. Yes. What?
12 minutes in heaven.
Of not making out.
Oh, okay.
12 minutes of hell.
Of not making
so
out.
So you can make out.
So we made out some more after that. And then I was like, I probably should go. So we walked. We just walked for a little while. And then I called the Uber.
Did he put his hand on your butt while you were walking?
He put his like hand on my like the small of my back, you know, like you had said that one time, mm-hmm. Which was delightful. And then he gave me his jacket because it was cold, and we sat on a bench.
Cute.
I know. I'm making myself puke right now. I know. But I did call an Uber and I did go home, and it was very difficult.
All I know is that I woke up.
You guys should start a YouTube channel.
No, that's no. Nope. No.
I'm just joking, E. You know.
You know what's up.
Hold on. Where's Holly O'Connor in my text? I got a text from Holly O'Connor. Let's see. Wait a minute. There's a lot of.
What the hell is this music?
Yeah, this is that JT girl.
Oh.
Sunday at 1:23 a.m. I have a text from Holly that says, I'm Ubering home!
Hardest
thing. In all caps. And then followed by, hardest thing I've ever done.
Oh my God. Dramatic ass bitch.
Speaking about the guy.
We need to talk about this tomorrow on the show.
Hardest thing I've ever done. Boom City.
Oh my God. So dramatic.
Wow.
I'm a dramatic ass bitch, apparently.
So, what's next for this couple? So, what?
he listens to this and runs away.
Yes, probably that. But then also, I feel like I know how disgusting this even sounds. Like, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Sounds great to me.
I can't help it, though. It's really awesome.
So, what happens next now? What's the next date?
Today.
Oh,
wow.
Today.
Lunch?
No, dinner.
Dinner. Wait, where are you going to dinner on a Tuesday?
Taco Tuesday.
What is
Chuchos.
No, I don't want to say where it is because then, like, what if some random person's like, hey, just want
to
come see?
Paparazzi show up.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to turn our mics off.
In St. Pete.
And then hold on.
I don't want to ever come down off this cloud of loving you. Now you got me hopped up on that ocean.
Oh, wow, Holly. That's a really romantic spot.
I've never heard of that.
Yes. That's like a very intimate.
What? It's
like,
so romantic. I've never heard about it.
I've heard about it before. It's a really nice spot. It's a very expensive place. Who's paying tonight? You're like, I'm buying a house,
Who invited who?
Well, I think what had happened was that, like, we, this is like a, I'm trying to sum it up. So I was like, you have a reputation of being like a one date Sally.
Oh.
So we
did the gauntlet down.
Ooh,
called
about
him
that,
out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't want this to be just one date. And I was like, yeah, but maybe it will be. And like, if that's cool, I just want to have fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't though. Like, I'm so invested now. But so he's like, well, let's already set up the next date. So like on Saturday, we set up today. And then on Sunday, he texted me and was like, I'm going to see you Tuesday.
Ooh, yes. With the man
follow
with the
up.
He's like really like assertive and I really love it.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
No, it's great. So we
do you think he's really assertive too?
I hope so.
we need a name for him.
When do you want to say who it is?
I kind of don't. I kind of want to just give him a name, unless y'all are like Facebook official, which would be a very long time.
I was going to say, like, there's not going to be a Facebook official.
I kind of like the mystery around this about what TV personality is this in Tampa Bay. So I think, should we just call him Mr. TV?
I called him Mr. Personality last time.
Mr. Personality?
Or do you want to say Mr. TV?
Let's make it Mr. TV to make it more specific. Mr. TV.
So you don't want me to say who it is?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
Nope.
All right.
Well, congratulations, Holly. You are almost in a relationship.
Okay, wow. Like, please.
You're
like,
on your way.
If he's, like, listen to this.
Congratulations. You've won an all-expenses-paid trip.
I wish they would be all-expenses-paid. Who's paying?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where the destination is, but.
Holly has a new boyfriend.
Okay.
They're going to have sex very soon. Boo-doo, boo-doo, boo-doo.
Ticks, ticks, ticks.
You are the worst. The worst.
Okay. All right. Well, we're done for this week.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, I need you listening to do us a favor. One of our salespeople said that, ooh, maybe we can get the podcast sponsored, which doesn't mean we get any extra money or anything, but it's just nice to have that as a notch on our belt to say our podcast is so great that we have it sponsored.
It is.
I like belt notches.
Right? So we need you listening to share the podcast and also go on iTunes if you can and rate, subscribe, and comment on there so they can show the advertisers, hey, no, and this won't interrupt anything that you're listening to. It won't be, like, crazy or something. You won't have to, like, stop for 5 minutes and listen to commercials by any means.
A premium, like, non-skippable ad.
Yeah, no, it won't be anything like that. So just to help us out, that'd be great.
Wouldn't it be great if there's, like, product placement in the
For all you sponsors out there, I do photo and video.
Yes.
And I'm also mildly famous now after the memes that I just posted on Facebook yesterday.
Yeah,
that is true.
Famous.
You posted, you can look, I think you can find the Jurassic Park one with the big alligator in Florida. You can go to facebook.com/Miguel and Holly Show for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan, what's all your social media?
It's Radio McGibb.
And he posts such funny shit.
MCGIB on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. I think you can find it on Facebook. I don't know, whatever.
I'm so proud of you, by the way. First, for like creating all that stuff because it's really good. But secondly, for streamlining your social media process, because when you first started doing this podcast with us, you're like, okay, well, Twitter is one thing and Snapchat's another. And we were like, bruh.
You need to
get your shit straight. And so you have. And so
they
I'm really proud
straight.
Of you.
I think my Facebook is now Radio McGibb. But
okay.
Radio McGibb.
It's just like a friend page, not like page.
Whenever you do that stuff, share it on the Miguel and Holly page.
Yeah, always put it there.
Mm-hmm. So we can get you some views. And so we can get some views, too. Holly, what's all your social media?
Radio Holly.
Mine is Miguel Fuller, M-I-G-U-E-L-F-U-L-L-E-R. Have a great week. Rate, subscribe and comment on iTunes. You can also listen to the podcast at hot1015tampabay.com and on the Hot 101.5 app. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Want more Miguel and Holly? Listen to past episodes of Miguel and Holly Uncensored at hot1015tampabay.com, the Hot 101.5 app, or on iTunes.